You ever hear that saying, whatever happens, happens, or if it was meant to be, it was meant to be, or maybe things that happen were meant to happen, or amor fati, or whatever the heck that thing is? Well, I've
Love
heard
and one's
that
fate.
too. Yeah. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about what does that even mean? So, this is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
Yeah, I was thinking about this last week. And people say like if it was meant to ha if it happens, then it was clearly meant to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then it was clearly not meant to happen. And I was like, how can you be so certain?
Or if it doesn't happen, it happened for a reason or something, or like something like that. Yeah. You know,
Oh,
it's
dude,
interesting.
like when really bad things happen, people are like, well, it happens for a reason.
Right. It always happens for a reason. I think it, I mean, clearly it's a way to like make ourselves feel better, right? You know, I think sometimes I do wonder because, like, you know, we talk about the dichotomy of control often enough, right? Like, you know, what's within our control, what's not. Pretty much everything isn't except for us, you know, our thoughts, our responses, our actions, what have you, how we perceive things. But it might be, you know, a way for us to kind of see control in a world that we can't control, or see order in a world that we can't control, you know? Because like, look, like I was thinking, like, when you first said this, I was thinking, like, you know, applying to jobs and stuff, because you'll hear that a lot when people are like, well, if it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen, kind of thing, you know, like. And in a certain sense, it is like, you know, I can't control the choices these other people are going to make. I can't control, you know, all I can do is submit my application, do my best, you know, and hopefully get it. And so I think in that sense, it is like a nice way of kind of recognizing what's not in our power, but like, so if it's meant to, you know, and I don't know if you consider it like a universe. I don't know if there's like a universal like thing there going on too or not.
Well, it's one of these things where it could be used to just breed complacency. 'Cause it's like, well, it's not up to me. So,
Oh,
like one of
yeah.
those things like job applications. So it's just like, well, if nobody's hiring me, then it's clearly not, it's not meant to
Yeah.
be. But it's like, did you press quick apply 5 times, or did you send out hundreds of like personally tailored applications? And it's like,
Yeah.
maybe that's why.
That is true, and I think that's one of the dangers, though, of a lot of things we do. Like a lot of things we do are like ways to kind of like explain things to make them bearable or understandable, but they're also dangerous because like they do run that risk of making us complacent or like, you know, turning us into victims or like we view the world as against us and stuff rather than like putting in effort and trying, you know, and continuing to try even when things fail. Because like I think that is a really, it is really dangerous because you don't want to be in that situation where you're like, you know, like it's not me, it's everybody else's fault. That's why things suck.
I sometimes find myself in a situation where I feel like I need to do more, but then I intentionally put the brakes on myself because I'm trying to kind of go against my nature somewhat, because my nature is just like workaholic. And so,
It's hard, isn't it?
yeah, so I try and like stop that and then see what happens. It's an interesting thing, because
You know
then
what's
I guess if it was meant to happen, it would happen.
whatever's going to happen, what happened, right? Do you ever wonder that, you know, just on a, when because like when you have those tendencies to like work, you feel like, you know, it's like the more effort you put in, the more you're getting done, the better, and like there's a very close tie between your self-validation and like what you're producing. And it sucks because then when you're not doing stuff, you get like anxious, nervous, and down because you don't have anything to do. And it's like, yeah, it's terrible. It's hard to course correct that.
It's a tricky one. Yeah, 'cause it's like when I was young, my first validation was like going and getting a job. Like I was good at it, and
Yeah.
yeah, that
It's fun
felt
to be good
good.
at things and do stuff, you know? It is. It's how we realize what we're capable of, you know? Marx always said we can only know our own powers once they're like in the world, right? You have to do stuff to know you can do it. So I think, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. So then there's this other aspect of it that's like, all of man's problems come from his inability to sit still and do nothing. And in the Tao Te Ching, it talks about practice the art of doing nothing. And It's just, well, if you do nothing, then really anything that comes was clearly meant to be. Or was it?
Yeah, but
Or is it just random chance?
the Tao sense of doing nothing is a tricky one though, because it's like they're very much against our normal, like especially like the Western sense of willing, right? Where like I will something to happen and I make it happen, right? Because they view that as like going against the grain or going against the flow of the river. So their sense of doing nothing is not necessarily nothing, but it's like not that type of like willful action that's going to force against. It's going with the flow. And then things are meant to happen because they're literally the flow of the universe. Yeah. But it's tricky
Or
because,
here's
like,
another.
go ahead. Yeah.
Here's another interesting thing. So, like, maybe we're just making up a story about it to make ourselves feel better, like what you were
I mean,
saying initially. Because I
yeah.
remember they did studies on people whose, like, I think it's the corpus callosum or whatever, like the joining of the two halves of the brain. It was like split, it was cut. And so basically you could tell these people to do something and they would do it, but they wouldn't remember that you told them. And then you would ask them why they did it, and they would come up with a story why they did it. But it was nothing related to the actual reason why. So it kind of, at least what they got from this experiment was that we just do stuff and then we come up with reasons why. And
Oh,
it's
dude,
just
most of the
like,
time after the fact. Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, it's funny. Like, we justify and explain things and make up a tale later to then explain what happened and make ourselves feel like, we were the ones leading the show. It's funny. That's why one thing I always liked about the existentialists is like the idea that like they think we're like meaning makers, and like we all want to be intelligible to ourselves and we want to live in an intelligible world. And that means creating stories, right? It means making up things about our role in the world itself, how, to explain things in a way that makes it bearable and livable, whatever that is. I mean, ideally it's better than, I guess being terrible or whatever. But yeah, the idea is like, we have to explain things for ourselves. And I think those phrases, like if it was meant to be, or, if there's a reason, that's a way to kind of make that a nice coherent tale.
So here's another thing that I think of when I hear this, it was meant to be. It's like, okay, so humans have coated the earth in plastic. Was that meant to be?
Yeah, apparently it happened. Well, that's the other weird. Yeah, is it just saying like, yeah, is it just saying whatever happened happened? Because I mean, like, whatever is. I mean, that's like a tautology. You can't get around that, But like, if it is saying that, then it's an empty statement. Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, it did happen. I mean, if it did happen, then it happened, and so therefore it was meant to happen because it happened. That's the world we live in.
I mean, you would have to be crazy to argue otherwise, because you would be arguing against reality.
Yeah, reality always wins. Yeah, it is weird. Yeah. Never thought of it like that now. No, it's even more confusing.
It's a hard one to think about.
Maybe that is it, though. Maybe it's a way of making a story about it, even about things like things that we, like, again, have no control over, right? Like, yeah, the world's covered in plastic now, man. So.
It's like what kind of jerk would you have to be for, like, humans have caused so many hundred thousands of species to go extinct, and it's like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
It's
we
like,
didn't need
what
them.
kind of jerk would say that?
This is the really hard thing, though. It's like we have such short lives, and like, it is the other thing. Like, so much of the things that happen in our lifetime, like, are things that were already going on, and the ball was already rolling. For sure, we definitely, like, our generations definitely contributed to, like, the pollution, the trash and stuff. But like, we also, it was already there when we started, The convenience was already baked into the system. And before we could even think on our own, we were already engaged in it. So it's like, you get comfortable with something and then it's like, oh man. So it's like, it's hard too, because it's like so much of like our lives are so short. So much of what's happening around us is stuff that's been going on for a long time. And we're just a part of it.
I still don't get it. Like, I remember when I was a kid, grocery stores had paper bags. And it's like, oh no, save the trees. So they made plastic bags, which
Which is
destroyed the
worse.
ocean. And then, but it's like, I don't understand why they don't go back to paper bags. Like they
Yeah.
can plant bamboo. It's like grass.
Stuff grows
And make
crazy, I
paper
know.
bags out of that, can't
They can
they?
also
I don't
recycle
understand.
paper. They can also recycle it fairly easily, I think. It's fairly
Yeah.
recyclable. You know, I don't think you lose a ton, you know,
Yeah.
like, but you
I don't
know,
know.
yeah, there's a whole, we don't need to get into all the thing. It's crazy. Like, you know, a lot of it too is like companies didn't want to change, so they tried to put the onus on the individual. Like they made it people's responsibility to recycle. Like if you want the clean planet, you know, it's on you to recycle. Make sure you recycle this Coke can or whatever, right? And in
Yeah.
reality, they didn't want to deal with it. They put the pressure on individuals when they could have changed things very easily because they had the power to change the production line, you know? So it's like, yeah.
Plus, I'm curious about all these like recyclable heavy duty, or not the recycle, but like the heavy duty shopping bags that you have to buy now. Just
They're all
like heavier duty
plastic.
plastic.
That's
Yeah,
all
it
they
doesn't
are.
make
Yeah.
sense to me.
Oh,
Yeah.
dude. And it's crazy, too,
It's
because, like,
just like
some.
a paper bag takes 1 million years to biodegrade. This one takes 5 million years.
Yeah, even longer. It's way thicker. Yeah, it's not a good system. I mean, the problem is we found plastics cheap, you know? And it's like, it's here. And it's here for a reason.
Well, dude, it was the 70s, and the same dude selling life insurance were selling plastics. They're like, plastic, the wave of the future.
Really? They didn't even know it. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. It's like
Well, you know, it was
meant
meant
to
to
be.
be.
It was meant to be. Yeah, it's a tough
Right.
one.
Yeah, well, anything else you'd like to include in this episode?
No, I don't. I think we're good. We just need
Yeah, I think
stories.
we're done. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. If you enjoyed it, check out our other episodes, watch us on YouTube, and of course, leave glowing reviews, like 5-star awesome reviews on Apple Podcasts, because how could this not be a 5-star podcast, right?
You also know our ranking systems, right? If it's not 5 stars, it doesn't count. Like, it's not
Exactly.
good.
It's 5 stars or don't leave one.
I always thought
But
that with review systems, like, it's got to be 5. It's like, well, can't people have an opinion that's like not 5? Like, you know,
no.
it's like if they don't, nope, because then it gets rated
Nope. You
bad.
can leave your opinion in text, but it's got to be 5 stars. You
Yeah,
could say
have
this is a
to.
garbage podcast, but make sure it's 5 stars.
No, it
Anyway,
doesn't matters.
that's all for this episode. We will catch you guys later. Have a good one. Until next time, I'm Randy. That's Danny. Later, Danny.
Later, Andy.